Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquette of reciting the glorious Quran. Before beginning recitation, read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. So before beginning recitation, read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, O believers, save yourselves and your families from a fire, from such a fire whose fuel is people and stones. Upon it, guarding it, are angels who are extremely severe. They do not disobey Allah in what they have been commanded, and they do exactly what they are being commanded. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first gives a command. And the command is, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourselves and your family from a fire. That is the command. That save yourself. So save yourself from Jahannam. That is the command that is given. Save yourself from disobedience. That is the command that is given time and time again in the Quran. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds your family, your children, your spouse. And to emphasize this point, because every person naturally has some level of love for his spouse, for his children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to describe Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have ended the verse there, save yourself and your family from the fire, because we all know what the fire is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this one place, He decides to go in length to describe Jahannam. What does He say? That it's, Jahannam is so severe that its fuel is people and stones. An ordinary fire in this world cannot burn stones, but the fuel of Jahannam is so hot that its fuel is people and stones. And when you enter there, then the angels that are guarding it, malaikatun ghiladun shidad, extremely hard-hearted, severe angels. So when you're inside, then on top of the fire itself, they're extremely hard-hearted, severe angels to deal with. And we don't have time to go into detail, but at multiple times, the people of Jahannam, they will, out of desperation, they will make a request to the angels. Oh, let us come out for a bit. Ask Allah Ta'ala to give us respite. And at every single time, the angels will taunt them in response. So they are such angels. And لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do exactly what Allah has commanded them to do. Meaning that once you're in there, don't expect to escape. This verse is given as a command, and it's given as fikr and worry about that command as well. That if you make effort to save yourself from the fire, but you don't make effort to save your family from the fire, then this is the fire that is waiting for them. In this world, if our children come in some small adversity, comparatively small adversity, oh, my son become ill, and it's a bit of a, you know, it's a painful illness, then the parents feel worried. So if we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep all of our families and children with afiyah in this world and the hereafter. But if we go into the world of imagination for a moment, that you're coming out of the masjid after Maghrib today, and you're walking home, and on the way is your son's house, and suddenly you see that there is smoke coming from your son's house, who lives by himself, and you walk past and it is in flames. What would the condition of your heart be? What would the condition be inside? What would the feeling be? Now that fire of the world is nothing compared to the fire of the hereafter. That fire you can escape from, you can call some firemen. This fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, until Allah has decided, no one gets out. And if Allah ta'ala keep us with afiyah, if our children lose the iman, then there is no escaping permanently. That fire, the worst thing that will happen to that can happen to your child is that he will burn away, he will pass away, and he will die as a shaheed. That is the worst thing that can happen. This fire, the person who burns in there, he is restored after he finishes burning to burn again until Allah Ta'ala has decreed. So this verse is given as a wadi. And to save our children and our family from the fire, that is the first thing we need. We need wadi. We need to give it importance. These days, we give importance to everything about the worldly matters. Oh, make sure my child has a good education. Marriage, make sure he's married in a good place. The in-laws, the family is good. Oh, now he needs a house, make sure he's settled. Financially, we will help them as well. You know, we need to intercede on the behalf that he's looking for a job. You know, let me speak. We'll do that as well. How much attention, how much fear, how much priority do we give to the deeni condition, to saving them from this fire? So this verse is given as worry. And this worry will make, this is the first quality that is needed. We don't have time to go into the full detail of exactly what do you need to do to do tarbiyah to its best. But this is the first and the base quality that is needed, that worry. If you have worry, then you will make dua. If you have worry, then you will, if necessary, ask someone for advice. That is one quality. And let us mention two more qualities as well. Another quality which is fundamental in tarbiyah is love. You need to have a relationship of love with your family and your children. They need to love you, they need to like you. They need to look forward to seeing you. They need to enjoy spending time with you. Because if someone doesn't have love for someone, they don't want to listen to them. If you have if we bring the greatest alim of the world to sit here, but you dislike him for whatever reason, past experience, you'll walk up and leave. The whole masjid will say, but you will walk up and leave. Or if you have to sit for some other reason, you think you feel embarrassed that, oh, I have to, then not a word will go inside. So second thing is they need to have love for you. But for that, you need to give them love. You need to give them time. You need to give them attention according to your capability. They need to feel that I have a place in my parents' heart. I have a place in my father's heart. I mean, sometimes people come and say to me that my son has this issue, but I don't feel comfortable speaking with him. So I don't say this, but I feel, why don't you feel comfortable speaking with him? You've stayed in the whole same house for 15 years, but he's not comfortable speaking with you when he has an issue. What have you been doing for 15 years? And you think that he's going to be comfortable speaking with me? Build a relationship with them. Look, the world is deteriorating very, very fast. The deeni condition, in the last 10, 15 years, the deeni condition has deteriorated very, very fast outside. So really, our efforts of tarbiyah should be accelerating at the same level, but we don't see that. Our efforts of tarbiyah are decelerating. They're decreasing. So we need to give them love. We need to give them attention. We need to make them feel wanted. We need to make them comfortable with us, number two. And number three, wisdom. Wisdom means think before you do anything. You know, before we go, number three rather, is we have mentioned two things. We'll mention something more important than wisdom, which is supervision. Now, supervision doesn't mean you stay on top of them all the time. Supervision means you know exactly what they're doing. I'm not saying spy on them, but you know, who does my daughter hang around with? Oh, they came late from school today. Why did they come home late? Now, I'm not saying that every time interrogate them. No, I'm saying be aware. This habit has crept into my son. Be aware of it. And for that, you will have to have a relationship. You will need to some degree, keep an eye on them. Oh, he's on the internet. He's on the internet for 5 hours a day in the evening. What's he doing there? If you don't supervise them, then you won't know what is creeping into their life. And if you don't know what is creeping in, you cannot deal with them. If a person has these three qualities, fikr, worry, love, a relationship, and number three, supervision, then inshallah these will form the foundation of good tarbiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to do the tarbiyah of our children correctly. Ameen wa khid, alhamdulillah.